Just a few halachot in the subject of the zimun. Katan shegia le'onat ha'paotot shehu kiben tesha. The Ben Ish Chai holds that a katan that already reached the age of 9, ne'maranza pasak mistalif le'zimun. So according to the halacha, you can't count them as a third man in the zimun. Means you have two adults and one minor, that counts. So you have 9 adults and you have one minor, you can count them for zimun Bashem. However, the custom of the Ashkenazim is that they don't count the Katan at all. Not for Zimun of Asara, and not for Zimun of Shelosha. He says that the custom in Baghdad was like the Sefara of Maram. However, a person should not rely on it so fast, unless the child is of age that he knows already, the Fahot at least, who he's making the Beracha to, the Birkat HaMazon to. So that could be already even a little younger. For sure, by 9, that would be a standard. But less than that, it already has to be discerned if he knows exactly who he's making the berachah to, and he has to be able to make the berachat hamazon himself as well. Furthermore, when it comes to ladies, there's another subject. Nashim, afagav de'em mizaminim aleim l'kol ha'am. It is clear you cannot mistarif a lady as part of a zimun. You have two men and one lady, even though she's a gedolah. The hakamim were osir this because obviously it's not a sini'ut ceremony to put men and ladies together to make a zimun. But some say, if let's say there's three ladies at 8 alone, that they can make a zimun. Some say it's voluntary. The Ma'aseh says, so the Ben Ish Chai held that you teach the women how to make zimun, not so they can make it with the men, but when they're eating alone, three ladies, it is possible for them, and it's proper for them to make a zimun. But of course, there's no zimun b'shem by ladies. I mean, even if you have 10 ladies eating at a seuda, they're not going to make nevarech elokenu, but they can make a b'shem. Now, if the ladies are eating with men, well, they're not the ones that make the zimun, but they have to wait for Birkat HaMazon till they answer zimun of the men. That means on their Shabbat, let's say. So ladies shouldn't make Birkat HaMazon early. They should wait till the zimun of the men in order to answer. Last but not least, the halacha does say it's proper for the oreyach to make the zimun. The guest in the table, he makes the zimun. Of course, if there's a kohen, it will be proper to invite the kohen, unless there is a tamid hacham. Tamid hacham goes in front of a kohen. Unless the kohen is also a tamid hacham, then of course he would go first. If the tamid hacham, who's not a kohen, is making the zimun, the proper way to say is b'reshut kohanim, in order to get permission, because really the kohen should go first, and then he would say continue. Some have the custom to put a levi before Yisrael when it comes to making the zimun, but that is not the minhag. When it comes to kohanim, we give them a precedence, but anybody else is equal. Again, kohen comes first unless there is a tamid hacham. Of course, a kohen tamid hacham comes before a tamid hacham Yisrael.